10.9%. The 12-month change is 5.9. What am I saying?
Yes.
I'm saying excluding energy and gasoline, even excluding groceries, which we shouldn't do, but excluding
that. But that's what the Fed looks at. They like that core inflation rate.
Yeah, and it's getting worse. Yeah. Okay, that's the point I want to make.
Okay.
On services, okay? Let's not forget services, the biggest component of the economy. Take out energy. Take it out. The three-month change is 8.5%. That's way above the 12-month change. What you got here is the last 3 months, 7-tenths, 6-tenths, 7-tenths. That's getting worse. The Cleveland Federal Reserve has this trimmed mean. They take out the top 8% prices and the low 8% prices, all the outliers. And the rest of it they take a look at is the main body of prices. It is soaring. It's up to 7%. It was 2% at the beginning of last year.
What did you think of the White House saying?
Broadening.
This is old news.
Yeah, I know. Well, the trouble is this stuff is hinting towards the future.
Mm.
You're deepening and broadening and increasing the inflation rate right now. It's not about energy. It's about all the other prices, like 5,000 prices. Everything's going up. 68% of the CPI is now running above 5% inflation rate. Okay? So you just can't isolate this and call it yesterday's news. And I got to say this. The Federal Reserve, whenever they meet next week or the week after, mm-hmm. they've got to raise the Fed funds target rate by 100 basis points.
Whoa.
One full percentage point. Canada did it today.
Talk about what that means for the American people, though. Millions of Americans would see their loan costs go up. This
yes.
would greatly affect the
yes.
housing market.
Yes.
You already have people walking away from sales contracts.
Yes. I hate
what
to
sort
say
of
it.
Pain would that inflict?
I hate to say it. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, it is going to be very difficult. Larry Kudlow on Fox News Channel yesterday. Coming up in our next hour, I want you to hear Maria Bartiromo and her perspective. She is, like Larry Kudlow, an economist and of some repute. And it'll be interesting to see what she says. My understanding is she has an equally grim look at the same numbers, 9.1% inflation increase. It's just ugly. I do want to see if I can get to this. This is John Kennedy. This is Cut 3. Yep, and that's fine. And he is a senator from Louisiana. He was on Fox last night and understands Biden's cratering poll numbers. Listen to this. Cut number 3.
People are they're very disappointed in President Biden and his policies. A majority of Americans believe that he has mismanaged Congress, he's mismanaged COVID, he's mismanaged the border, he's mismanaged immigration, he's mismanaged crime, he's mismanaged America's energy independence, he's mismanaged Afghanistan, he's mismanaged the economy, and he's mismanaged inflation.
In other words, he's really screwed things up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll be joined by Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications. You'll also hear from Kash Patel, former Chief of Staff to the Department of Defense. It's all coming up right here.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Polish investigators have found mass graves with the remains of thousands of Poles killed by the Nazis in World War II.
The two mass graves contain the ashes of at least 8,000 Polish citizens killed by the Nazis between 1940 and 1944, say the investigators. The victims were mostly prisoners of a German camp about 100 miles north of Warsaw. Most prisoners were the elite of Polish society or military members, resistance fighters, or Jews. Special investigators say in 1944, the Nazis tried to hide what they had done so no one could be held accountable. They incinerated the bodies and planted trees on the burial pits. Poland's Institute of National Remembrance has the authority to bring charges against any suspects if they're still alive. I'm Rita Foley.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over its mandate requiring hospitals to perform abortions. Paxton called the mandate the latest unlawful action in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade decision and the subsequent triggering of Texas's abortion ban. Paxton said he wouldn't allow the president to undermine and distort existing laws to fit his administration's unlawful agenda. President Biden continues his visit to Israel, and again, Iran seems to be the main subject of discussion. Mr. Biden says world powers must keep working to stop Iran's nuclear weapons program.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome, and we'll continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region, including support for terrorism, ballistic missile program that continues, and the proliferation of weapons to terrorists and proxies like Hezbollah.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 142 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercial.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have dropped in Clark County. The latest numbers from the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services show a two-week average of daily new cases dropped from 708 to 627. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 in Clark County has dropped from 432 to 413. Despite the decline in the numbers, the CDC says levels of COVID-19 remain high in Clark County, with the test positivity rate at nearly 29%. Some good news and some sad news for Vegas Golden Knights fans for the first day of the NHL free agency. First, the good news. The Golden Knights have re-signed one of the original misfits, agreeing to a three-year, $15 million contract with right winger Riley Smith. The sad news, Las Vegas traded popular left-winger Max Pacioretty and Dylan Coughlin to the Carolina Hurricanes for future consideration. The move helped clear enough cap space to make the re-signing of Smith possible. Pacioretty joined the Golden Knights just before their second season. He scored 97 goals and 97 assists in 224 games.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows on the Beltway right now, 215 eastbound at Green Valley, westbound at the airport connector. There's no delays on the 15 or the 95, but those lane restrictions continue to slow you down. That's on Interstate 515. That's westbound at Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Boy, it's been an amazing period of time over the course of the last couple of weeks. We've had all kinds of things going on. We've had primary elections on June 14th. We had the visit by Donald J. Trump to Treasure Island last Friday. It was just, and by the way, it was an amazing, amazing event there. It has been crazy from the perspective that we've got the inflation is increasing 9.1% June to June. It's incredible what's going on. Here to put it all in perspective, Keith Skipper. He's the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications, and he joins us. Keith, how you been, my friend?
Doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me back on.
I'm just curious, your perspective. The president is hitting the road. He was in Vegas on Friday. Saturday, he was up in Anchorage, Alaska. What was he doing in Anchorage?
You know, he was up there kind of rallying folks. They got a big primary coming up. But not only that, they also have the special election, general election, to fill the seat that was vacated by the unfortunate passing of Congressman Don Young. And so he was up there just making sure that folks are jazzed and ready to turn out, because I think we all know that there is way too much at stake this cycle and this November for any Republican to remain on the sidelines. And for him to go from, you know, he went from New Jersey to Vegas to Alaska. I believe he went back to New Jersey. Then he's going back to Arizona this weekend. The guy's being the workhorse we've always known him to be.
Boy, I tell you, and his speech in Anchorage was just phenomenal. I mean, the speech here was a roundtable discussion, and it was a little more measured, a little more subdued. But I tell you, he got up to Anchorage with Sarah Palin there and just let loose. It was really an incredible speech, maybe one of his better ones.
Yeah, I think you could tell that he is finding his groove. He is loving being out on the road, and it shows. And you know, for him to go all the way to Alaska from, you know, where he's living, and for him to have the fire in the belly that, you know, he had, it's inspiring. And I think Republicans again are clearly reacting you know, very positively to the president, and ready to make sure that we elect, you know, strong conservatives, and we do everything we can to hold Democrats in this current administration accountable.
I want to ask you, because while the former president has been very, very busy, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is in the Middle East. He's already committed at least one gaffe that I spotted, and there may be more today. There's still time left over in the Middle East. Your thoughts on Joe Biden as he goes like that to the Middle East? Is he doing more harm than good, you think?
Well, I mean, the instability that we've seen around this world since Biden took office should concern everybody. I mean, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's just the Middle East in general. I mean, Israel and Iran are, you know, kind of staring down once again at each other, and the president isn't showing any leadership there and showing, you know, isn't showing America is ready to lead the world, isn't ready to, you know, be the leader of the free world that we know this country to be. And when he's back there, you know, you see the confusion and all that sort of stuff that we've kind of seen here at home. It is concerning. But, you know, on the flip side, the less time he spends in D.C., you know, making a mess, there is a benefit to that. Because we've seen when he's home, whether it's the border, whether it's the economy, whether it's baby formula, it's crisis after crisis after crisis. And this guy just, he cannot get out of his own way. He cannot stop making a massive mess in this country. And so here's hoping that he comes back. There's no huge mess to clean up when he comes back from the Middle East. But it doesn't change the fact, again, that there is a lot of instability in this world. And America is not providing the leadership that we all know her to have in previous, especially under the last administration. I mean, the president, former President Trump, what he provided in saying, you know, this is how it is, this is where America is, and, you know, here's our red line, and you don't cross it, and they didn't. Russia didn't go into Ukraine. We didn't have the debacle in Afghanistan. You know, the less we see of that, you know, I think that's why we're seeing so much instability.
I want to ask you, this is going to be vitally important come November, and that is how are independents and unaffiliated voters going to react to what they're seeing, the Biden inflation, the high gas prices, et cetera, the chaos in the streets, the crime. Can you give us a little perspective on what the messaging should be from our Republican candidates? And I'm talking about at every level. What is the messaging that will appeal to independents?
I mean, it's simple. It really is simple. It's, are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? The answer is no. I mean, with the new inflation numbers that came out, Nevada is experiencing 10% of an inflation hike compared to 9.1% around the rest of the country. Nevada in particular is being hurt by this, and independents are feeling this. And when you look at the data, that is what is on their mind. It is pocketbook issues. I mean, gas hasn't been below $5 a gallon in Vegas for months. And so that's what it's going to be. And it's not just independents. You know, I've spent a lot of time this week talking to, you know, the mainstream media suddenly waking up and realizing that there is something going on with Hispanic voters in this country, and that they are leaving the Democrat Party in droves, and data shows that they are coming Republicans' way. And, you know, you don't look any further than Myra Flores, who won a special election on the, you know, near the Texas border in a district that's 85% Hispanic. Republicans won it. She won it for the first time in over 100 years. And it's because Hispanic voters, this is what matters to them. It's not the pandering that they see from, you know, Democrats like Catherine Cortez Masto and Steve Sisolak about immigration. You know, in 2020, their top issue, Hispanic voters, their top issue was the economy. Now the economy's far worse. And, you know, now, again, we are seeing Hispanics are being very open and honest that they are voting for Republicans. And it's the same thing with independent voters. Everything right now is all about the pocketbook. Not abortion, not anything else that Democrat, you know, not January 6th. None of that matters to independent voters right now. And the more that Democrats want to talk about it, the more they come off as out of touch and the better it is going to be for us. We need to stick to the hits. The hits are the economy.
Let me ask you about the January 6th committee, because I know they held their seventh hearing the other day, and I get a sense that America has tuned this thing out. Is that what you're hearing from folks?
Certainly. You know, the chairwoman has a great saying, and I hope she doesn't mind that I'm going to borrow it. I won't steal it. I'm going to borrow it. The January 6th committee has been lights, camera, distraction. It has been everything they can to try to distract folks from what's really going on in this country, the true problems and crises that we face in this country. And the people just aren't buying it. They were, talking about trying to have a primetime hearing tonight, and they pulled it, decided not to go through with it. Perhaps it was a ratings issue or something, or concern that maybe the networks didn't want to carry something that would, hamper, their normal programming. Because right now, this what the people want to hear are solutions to inflation, are solutions to the baby formula shortage, are solutions to our supply chain issues. I read another story today at the Associated Press talking about how, once again, food bank lines are winding around corners in this country, and it mentioned specifically Phoenix, our southern neighbor from Vegas in Nevada, about all these people that are just lining up in food banks because they can't afford to buy their own food right now because it's so expensive. It's not January 6th. Again, it's not abortion. These are the issues that people are concerned about, and Democrats don't want to talk about it because they created the mess, and nobody trusts them to fix the mess.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's scary to think out there that people are doing food banks again. And the dumb thing is, it would be nice to be able to say, oh, well, we've turned the corner. It's getting better. But the fact is, it's not, is it?
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Every month we are setting a new record high when inflation comes out. Again, like I said, I mean, I just can't believe how long we've had to pay over $5 a gallon for gas. And they're now saying the baby formula shortage, it may be another 2 months before they figure that out. The supply chain, we've seen, we're going to miss out on Christmas and all that sort of stuff. And no, we're going to fix it. No, they still haven't fixed it. We're almost back to another Christmas. It's just not getting better. It just continues to grow and grow as a problem. And again, Democrats don't have solutions for this. Catherine Cortez Masto can't explain how she's going to fix it. She can't even explain why she did what she did to make this problem the problem that it is. And so November can't come soon enough. We've got to make sure that we keep our eye on the ball, and we've got to make sure that we turn out our voters, because it's not only just electing a new governor. I mean, we all know that we need to make sure that a U-Haul truck is outside of the governor's mansion in January, bringing, former Governor Steve Sisolak back home to Vegas. Not only do we need to make sure that Adam Laxalt is our United States Senator, but we got to elect Susie Lee, Mark Robertson, Sam Peters. We got to get a Republican majority in both the Assembly and the Senate. There's far too much at stake. We have a great opportunity here, because now's the time to send the message. The Republican Party thriving in Nevada, and Nevadans want Republican leadership.
And by the way, you mentioned Susie Lee. April Becker is becoming very quickly a superstar in the Republican Party. Can you talk a little bit about that particular race?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love April Becker. You know, we had a lot of big races, obviously, on the primary ballot. It was never a question for me. I wanted to spend primary night with April Becker because I think she is one of the most impressive candidates I've seen in the entire country. And she is going to be a rock star in Washington. She's running against Susie Lee, who has used the pandemic to enrich herself and has, again, voted with Pelosi every step of the way on the things that have made all our crises the problems that they are. And now all of a sudden, if you look at everything that's coming out of Susie Lee, from her social media to her press releases to her interviews, it's abortion, 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 because she knows she is in she's in Hail Mary mode. She has got to just throw one up there and hope that it comes down in that end zone. But you can look at the statistics. Hail Marys rarely work. And Susie Lee is going to be a former congresswoman once we get through this election. because she's failed. And we have such an amazing candidate in April Becker as an alternative. And I personally can't wait to get out there, and maybe she'll let me drive the ice cream truck that she drives around the neighborhood in. So.
I think that's wonderful. Hey, Keith, always good to visit with you. Thanks, man. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
There you go, Keith Skipper, the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. And he knows better than anybody that, Nevada is a battleground state. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Maria Bartiromo, what does she think of these incredibly awful inflation numbers? We'll talk to her. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has 2 locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow.